Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting sixth. The center fielder, J.W. Porter. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Byrne. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tommy Byrne. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Mel Hoderlein. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Wood. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Grasso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Spekshe. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Spekshe. And now, play ball. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball four. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Zarrilla moves to second. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball four. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Zarrilla moves to third. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. Young moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Young moves to third. Courtney moves to second. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Hoderlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byrne fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion strikes out. One out. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. P. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Marion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wood moves to second. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Young hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Speck Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion misplays the ball. That's an error on Marion. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yost bunts towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. Shea moves to second. One out. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoderlin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Hoderlin reaches second base with a double. Shea scores. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 1, Senators, 1. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Hoderlin scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Senators. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shea fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldsberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Goldsberry reaches second base with a double. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 1 in the game. Marion takes first base on ball four. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 0 for 1 in the game. Byrne strikes out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Marsh now playing shortstop. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Busby reaches second base with a double. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 0 for 1 in the game. Grasso hits a pop-up towards short. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Speck Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea hits a line drive towards first. Goldsberry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Young hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyke takes first base on ball 4. Courtney moves to second. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hoderlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Jensen steals second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Runnels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Goldsberry takes first base on ball 4. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 0 for 2 in the game. Byrne hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Zarrilla hits a line drive towards first. Vernon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Porter. Wood reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Vern. Wood moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wood scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Senators. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 0 for 2 in the game. Grasso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Young bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards short. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlin catches it and throws to first to double up Young. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Speck Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 2 in the game. Shea strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hoderlin hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Dyke takes first base on ball 4. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dyke moves to third. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon juggles the ball. That's an error on Vernon. Dyke scores. Porter moves to third. It's 3-2, Senators. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Marsh strikes out. One out. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Tommy Byrne. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Earl Hurst now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Marsh. Jensen moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Runnels bunts towards the mound. Hurst fields it and throws to first for the out. Jensen moves to third. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon is walked intentionally. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla strikes out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Young takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from G. Griffith Stadium in Washington.